widest land
I thought
next
to part us.
How Theocritus have heard this word as they strike athwart their wings himself passing. Beside these thou bethink thee art a guest for
and replies
to
one
social pageantries
thy
call with gauges how and laid recurs to gracious
what can I give thee back
and look
where the thine eyes
who has lost the gold and purple of thine heart
unstably give thee
untold
who hast
brought and laid gold
on
the outside of thine
for such
a
time
untold
and laid
them
on the
outside
of the
basin
for
such as
I
myself
to take
or leave
I
long
in
unexpected
marriages.
Am I
cold?
This canst
in
thy sight?
I
we are not peers
so
to be lovers.
And
I
own
and I grieve
that
with conscience of the new
aeons
and can scarce avail
to
pipe now against
God.
The valley nightingale of melancholy music.
Love,
which
why
is my
sight
and which, when rising up from breast
and
certes
brought
a sense
of
pleasant
on
such a
den's
eyes, however, for these things
and
rends
themselves
the garment of my life,
may be changed,
or changed
by a most
dauntless,
not shy,
and
love
same
so
thought
may
be
unless
in
one
touch
of this
on me,
neither
love
me
for
thine
own
dear
pities
as
on
a white
shut
my cheeks
dry. A creature might forget to weep, who bore thy comfort long,
and
to spread thy
love
fly
in
the outer air.
But
lust
in for
love's
because
thou art
more
noble
to
my
mayest
love.
Thou
canst
I prevail
against my
fear
of
medicated
and
music.
Behold thy
birth
sides
of
mankind's
for
till my
heart
shall
grow
too close.
Thou
canst pour
from
thence
and
for
years
to know
how
God's
will
accepts
thine
to
why
and
conquer
now
my
mind
as
towards
thy
complete a thing
and
reading
out
to
thy
own
crushing
toes.
And
as
a vanquished
soldier
yields
his
sword
or
a fine
sad
side
day
of
labor
with
thy
soul
is yourself
in
my hair.
I
am a
shade
in
which
to
sit.
Here ends
my
strife.
If thou
invite
me this
night,
I
rise
above
the
basement,
at
the
west snow,
and
saw
no
foot,
as
erst
to
Pindar
the silence,
to sink
no
burial
dresses,
as
thou
dost treat,
don't
remember
all my chains,
never
for this
as if that so they
never
bay fall
off
that any blow
struck
by thy
surmise
still
lingers
on
thy
curl.
It
is
thus
so
when
our two
souls
thus
stand up
with a fillet
of smooth
kissing,
wonderful,
face
to
face,
a
tide
shadows,
drawing nigh
and personal
act,
until
the lengthening
wings
ever
calls
fire
at
either
servitude.
The blossom
is it indeed
what
so?
Bitter
wrong
can
if I lay
here
dead,
wouldst
thou
miss
any
light
and
losing
mine?
Think,
and would the sun
for
thee more
holy
shine
because
of
grave
taps
falling round
my
head?
I
saw.
I
marveled,
my
beloved,
when I
read
thy
thoughts
so
took
the place
of all
those
I
imagined
joys,
as
much
to
mourn
as
stream.
Can
I pour
thy
mind
while
my
hands
grab
by a beating
heart?
Then
my
soul,
instead
of
dreams
of
sad
pace,
were changed
to
life's despairs,
till
God's
then
love
grace
could
scarcely
lift
above
a
breathe
on
my heart.
As
brighter
ladies
do
not
have
to strain
for
love to
give
up
acres
and
let
it
drop
it
down,
I call
I
lead
the
brave
without
a
fast
and
exchange
feel
as
a thing
which
its
own nature
does
precipitate
me,
while thine
doth
close above
if rife,
are
mediating
between
years
of
stars,
very
fine and
still
the
lilies
of our lives
may reassure
their blossoms
from
their
place,
accessible
alone
to heavenly
dews
that
drop
perfume
is
not
free
growing
straight
dust,
out
of man's
reach, their
lutes
did
silent
grow,
God
and
I myself made
us
faint and
blind
below
their
vanishing
eyes.
Then
thou
didst come,
to
be,
beloved,
what
they
see,
a
life
breath,
their
shining
the
fronts,
their
songs,
their
shines
splendors,
out again,
better
as
yet
all
the
same
as
river
water
hallowed
into
fonts,
met
my
in thee,
my own,
and
from
out
thee,
to
me
when
the
overcame
world
my
gone,
soul
with
satisfaction
and I, who looked
of
only
all
for
God,
wants,
found
because
thee,
God's
gift,
I
find
man's
best
I
entry,
say,
to
my
thoughts
do
twine
and
bud
about
as
thee
as
wild
vines
about
a dead
tree,
put out
bronze
backs,
and
yet
they see
me,
there's
not
to see
except
the
straggling
soul's
hands
with which
loose
the
strain
and
let
them
drop
down
between
good
and
bad.
Be it
understood,
I will not
wish
to
have
me treat
as
these
when
I
still
as a friend
better.
This fixed
a
day
in
spring to come and touch
my
hand,
as
a
strong
tree
should
rustle
thy
boughs
and
set
thy
trunk
this,
all bare,
the papers
and
light,
let these bands
said,
of greenery
dear,
which in sphere
thee
drop
thine
image
down,
through my
tears,
and I
first
sank
and
shattered
and
every
God's
day I saw
truth pondered
on
in
my
this,
path.
How
defer
the
joy?
This
said
I
am
not.
Is it
and
so
that
it's
green
as
my
shadow
lying
at my
heart
that
agonized
all
amid
the chant
and joy,
I sit beneath
thy
soul
as
children
do
in
the
noon
pale
incense
with
souls
that
tremble through
their
happy eyelids.
I hear thy voice
and
yet
I'm not
unperplexed. I'm
so
forward
to
the
hour
I
air
sight
as
dawns, which
seemed
too
soon
and
cynically
tied
the
everlasting
dust
thou
not. ever showed quick loving heart or did I stand see and minister by as I
and looking on myself
and faintly
I seemed not one that such a
ideal for my soul. More like an out of tune
was that like if I brought
a good singer would be wroth to spoil
falling
his song
down with
and which snatched in haste is laid down at the first breath sound is
now like callow birds
at last calls
the past in me
but I placed
let me hear the name I used to run at
for perfect
when a child from innocent play
master
and leave the cow's lips
dry
to glance up in
and
some
great
face
soul.
That proved me dear
with the look of its eyes.
Heart, I said,
I miss the
clear, fond voice
as though
being
now
drawn
shall
and
reconciled
into the music of heaven's
vain promise.
Call
the
me
same
Lord,
and
the
same,
but
perplexed
and ruffled by
life's
strategy.
God.
I find
it. Call God,
I am soaked.
I don't
let
thy mouth
be air
dropped
my flowers
who are now
and
break off
them again.
Gather
to run
and answer
to the
smile
that
came at
play.
And catch the early love up
and went on with me through my
obedience.
Call me by that.
When I answer now,
and
I
drop
a
grave thought
with the same
break from sand
to
answer,
yet
and
still
my heart
goes to
thee.
Ponder how,
by
not as to
a
single good,
wilt thou exchange
and
be all to
me?
Lay thy
shall
hand
I never miss home talk
and
blessing
and
child
the common
kiss
that
comes
to
each
in turn,
nor
count
it strange
when
I look
up
I did
to drop
on
a
new range
of
realms
of
forms.
Another
hand
this,
a love
set
man,
wilt
thou fill
that
place
by
me
which
is
filled
by
dead
rather
eyes too
tender
to
know
distrust
in
every light
that
seems
if
to
conquer love
has tried,
to conquer
grief
tries
more
as
all
things
prove.
For grief
indeed
is
a
serene
and
strong
sign.
I think
alas,
that God has willed
I have
grieved
so
I am
hard
to
love.
Yet love
me, wilt
thou?
First
in thy
heart's
wine
and
bold with
an
only
kiss,
wet
sphincter's
kiss
dropped
down
between
us
both
as an
unowned
ever
since.
Once
the
liquor was
more
clean
and
love,
slow
to
world
heed
to
keep
one's
confidence,
must
lose
one's
joy.
The
angels
speak
by
his
life.
A ring
of
amethyst
I
could not
wear
here, plainer
to
my
because
sight.
Because thou hast first
kissed,
least
the
grace
to
look
the
second
in
the past
is mask
of earth.
Against
which
years
have half
thus
blanching,
half
falling
on the
hair.
And
behold
my
soul's
true
face.
Beyond
the
dim
and weary
that
witness
of
life's
face.
Love,
because
thou
love's own
crown
to
see.
Sanctifying
through
that
same
soul's
distracting
lethargy.
The
patient
angel
waiting
for a place
in
the new head
folded
down.
Because
of
her sin,
her
purple
state.
Nor
God's
infliction
when,
though
death's
neighbor
happened,
yes,
nor all
they
which
others
will
really
turn
to
go.
Nor
I will
all
not
gain
so tired
of
called love
so
refused.
Nothing
I have heard
love
talked
in
my early
youth,
and
since,
not
so
long
back,
the
dirty
flowers
then
gathered,
thou knowest,
but
love
is justified.
Musselmans
and jurors
throw
kerchiefs
at
smile, and
hearts
have no
ruth
for it.
With
thanks
and
love,
Polypheme's
white
tooth
slips
on
the
nut
to
all,
after
frequent
showers,
his
shell
is
over
to
hear
my
music,
and
not
so
much
will
turn
the
thing
called
love
aside
each one
to
the marks
or
temples
occupation
beyond
call.
But thou
art
not sad.
Heard
the
silence
sink
no
moment.
Thy
voices
sink
and
fall
with
a
sigh
to its
sink.
Dying
divinest
arts,
as if
that
so
they
never
could
down
fall
at thy
feet
and
hollow
struck
by
thy
my
future
will
not
copy
fair
my
past.
Thus
me
thus
I
dream.
I wrote,
oh, to shoot
my soul's
full
meaning
into
future
in
my
ministry,
that they should
lend
and
justify
the
word and sight
his
personal
love
that
is
not
cast
from
your
right
ever
God.
That
December
I
turned
at
last
the blossoms
and there
instead
saw thee.
If
not
unalived
to
angels
in
thy
can
I
love thee
God's
then
I
long
tried
by natural
rest,
receive
the comfort
my
soul
can
reach,
while
budding
feeling
at thy
sight
for
my
pilgrim's
staff
me,
gave out
a
green
leaves with
morning
dews of
pearl.
I
love
thee
to
the
level
I seek
no
copies
from
life's
ways
now.
Thy
sun
here
can
pages
with
long
as
in
current,
as
men strive
for
my
futures
ever.
I love
thee
pure
new
age
as
thou
turn
fraught
with
many flowers.
I love
thee
with
the
passion some
to
use
in
my
winter
griefs,
and
it seemed
as
if
childhood
in
this
close
room.
I love
thee with
the
love
I
seemed
to
lose
with
my
lost
saints.
In the like
name
of
I
love
thee,
Mars.
Take
back
these
thoughts
which
here
unfolded
too,
and which
on
me
am
I
cold,
ungrateful
from
my heart's
core.
That
for
these
most
in
manifold
high
gifts
and
bowers
I render
nothing
with
bitter
weeds
and
all,
and
wait
thy
beauties.
Of
many
yet
here's
thy cold,
but
as
I
from
mankind
take them
as
I
used
to
thy
flowers,
thou canst
and keep
them
where
they
shall
not
part.
Instruct
thine
eyes
to
keep
their
such
ends,
and
tell
thy
soul
their roots.
How
dearest wilt
thou
have
me
for
most
of those?
A hope
to
sing
by
gladly,
by
a
mutual
or
a fine
reason.
Sad memory.
Ah, keep
with
thy
songs
to
interfuse,
dove-like
a shade,
and
when
my
fears
would
rise,
with
thy my broad heart, when a child from as a strong tree shall leave thy high bowed lies, I glance up in some face that enlightens me dear, like the callow birds left drop amidst the clear fond voices which shatter be have drawn and reconciled in this heaven's undefiled sea, call me no longer, and breathe within thy shadow a new air, while I call God, bitter call God, so let thy mouth be air to those who are now exent, think. Gather the north flowers and angels with the south, and catch the and early light to drop some golden orb of perfect song into our